Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Groman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Groman, and today on the show, I decided that I would like to do a solo show because we're in the midst of the season of change. So as we look out into our beautiful landscapes, we see the earth changing. We see the beauty of the autumn colors changing, which will soon be leading into the winter. And to me, it's a time of deep reflection, of looking at not only the breathtaking beauty that is around us, but the breathtaking beauty of life itself, of the life that we have. And so today I thought it would be timely to talk about how to reconnect ourselves, or how to begin to have conversations with the living world. So first of all, I want to speak about the fact that, you know, we've had some quote-unquote misinformation. This is not to in any way put anybody down, but to just to begin to have some clarification about things. Over the past decade or so, there have been a lot of information out in various movies and kinds of things that have incorrectly made people believe that they can, quote unquote, manifest something. And they can, but I want to clarify what that means. And also that there's this misnomer that you can ask for something and then whatever it is that you want is going to come to you. Well, that would be a little foolish if Mother Life let whatever you want come to you. It would be better to have what is best for you come to you, but based on the choices that you make. So over the years, but very, very recently, I've had the almost constant reminder of how life is working to support us. You know, as humans, we have been given this incredible gift called choice. And because we have choice, we have mistakenly at times followed the choices we make as if that is superior to the things that we feel and the things that are given to us. Because sometimes our choices are misguided. Sometimes our choices are not balanced. Sometimes our choices are made out of fear. And so what I'd like to share today is ways that we can begin to connect with life in a different way. So first of all, I'd like to let you know that you're already connected to life. Life has brought you here. We, you and I, did not create the life that we have, but we participate in creating the experiences we have. We, in our consciousness, did not create the perfect conditions for a sperm and an egg to come together for a life to be formed. That was happening long before we had any conscious awareness of things. So life has already been on our side. Our opportunities to be in this experience. Now, does that mean that you're always born into healthy, balanced situations? No, it does not. What I'm speaking about is life and its power, not what humans are doing. So I want you to learn to differentiate the two. Life is on your side. Life is providing all of the things that we need, the air that we breathe, the water that we need, the food that we need to consume, the animals who give up their life so that our lives can continue forth. And again, I want you to get out of your mindset of what humans have interjected into that, how humans have interfered with all of those things. So in the purest context, I want you to think about the fact that life is offering this extraordinary experience, and that is to have experiences of life, to witness what is around us. All of the elements that make up your body are in the earth. There is a symbiotic relationship with the air that you breathe and the air that is assimilated into your cells, with the water that is running freely through the earth and the water that is running in your body. So our veins and arteries are like the rivers and the tributaries of movement of liquid through the earth as a metaphor, but a real metaphor, not just an anomaly. And so what we have an opportunity to do is to begin to speak with great clarity and honesty to life itself. And remembering that you can never fool life. So many times people have been tricked or thought that they could trick Earth, Mother Earth, life, into saying, well, gee, I want a brand new car. Well, okay. Wanting a brand new car is a great thing, but can you afford that car? Do you have the means to take care of that car? Do you have the respect for that car? Are you going to use that car to drive like a mad person and not be careful? Or are you going to get the fanciest car you can to show a symbol of yourself? Or are you going to be wise in making your choices? So this is what I'm saying. We have an opportunity to really look at what is it we want and what is it we need and how do we go about it responsibly. So I've also invited my dear friend Remy Smith, and not only my friend but my producer, to if he's interested to kind of, you know, chime in and ask any questions if he has. So I want to say what one of the things that we need to think about is our thoughts are known by life before we think them, before we speak them, before we ask them. So it's foolish to try to hide anything. I'm going to just explain something that I was recently shown by an elder, an indigenous elder, as a means of opening a door. Many years ago, I was told that there was times in our history that humanity had an undisturbed, unadulterated means of conversing with the living world, with the rain, with the water, with the plants, with the animals. But over time and over the centuries and over other means of control, those connections were dropped, were lost, were made fearful. But that does not mean that those connections do not still exist. But because humanity has ignored our deep connection, and we have willfully chosen to turn our heads away and our faces away and our hearts away, the earth has at times become very protective. And so we cannot just walk up to, I'm going to use the example of a tree, and say, talk to me. They would say to you, if you can imagine in your mind a conversation, why should I talk to you? You call me a tree, and what if I'm not even a tree? What if you think I'm here just as a convenience to make your land look pretty? What if you forget that every leaf on my branches means something, contributes to your life? Why should I speak to you? So imagine you're approaching a human that you greatly respect and have reverence, and I use that term cautiously because I don't want to think that someone has to be put on a pedestal, but someone that you have great respect for. You wouldn't just barge into their office and say, I demand you to speak to me. And that's what humans do. I demand you to give me an answer. So what if you were to approach the living world with a great deal of respect and humility, and recognize that we need to learn a very universal but unknown to most of us language that has no agenda but only his truth. So one way to do or to begin to open a pathway to have a conversation with the living world is to first begin to, in your heart and mind, begin to acknowledge with deep appreciation and respect that which is keeping you alive. Thank you to the air. Just imagine if you went one full minute and just recognize that we in science and we in medicine and we in history know very little about what the air actually does for us. We know that it's important because we have to breathe it, but what is it actually doing when the particles of oxygen and other gases move through our body and exchange information? We know so little, but yet we assume that we know everything. What if you took a glass of water and for 1 minute held it and said, what if you're the answer to everything? What if you're the answer to releasing any disease, which is pollution, from our body? What if you could cleanse the filth that we have created? What if I knew that you hold mystery within you, that you have the ability to transform into steam, to transform into vapor, to transform into beautiful snowflakes, and yet you're the same substance? And we don't pay attention to that. What if you just started with humility and acknowledge with appreciation what life is already giving? I always marvel at, whenever I'm eating, how is it that I could have a sandwich that I had last night, and this sandwich is becoming my body? It is becoming the nails that I have on my fingers and toes. It is becoming the ability to see that I deeply appreciate, that it is creating the skin that protects my body, that it is keeping me here. But we can have these mind games. This food is good for me. This food is bad for me. This food I shouldn't eat. This food I should eat. And we forget this food is more than all of that. So I'm just offering opportunities and ways for you to begin to think differently. And why I think this is so important is because the world, this beautiful earth, this jewel in the sky, has been supporting life for millions upon millions upon millions of years. And we have at times been parasitic to this earth, and we are right now, but it is not lost. We are not lost. If we begin to have communication with the living world, and amazingly, once you begin to take the time, deeply meaningful time, without any force, without any agenda, without any wanting to direct it, the earth will speak to you in the most incredible ways, that in very subtle ways. It is not like you're going to hear the booming voice of God, but you will see the magnificence of the living world, which is the silent booming voice of creation. So we have a lot of things that we need to look at in our world. What are we doing to keep our bodies clear, our minds clear, our signals and receptors of signals open so that we can begin to hear? I did this very thing that I'm asking you to do this morning. I went back to the back of our land where my husband and I have lived for 40 plus years. And there's a beautiful pond behind us, and I took some tobacco to the land. I got up to see the sunrise because I'm grateful that there's a new day, that I get the opportunity to live another day. And from moment to moment, I will never know exactly what is going to happen. But there's a sacred plant that you can use to offer as a gift to the earth, even though it originally comes from the earth, and it's tobacco. Tobacco, most people don't realize, is a sacred herb, and it is a medicinal herb to the earth. Long before it became a worldwide industry of cigarettes, it was used exclusively as a healing herb to give back to the earth so that she could feel our prayers through the tobacco. And it would be like a beautiful herbal tea that you would give the earth, because she has absorbed our sorrows and our tears and our worries and our everything we need to get rid of. And she does it and transforms it back to what we need every day. So taking tobacco out to the land and saying, I don't know what today will hold, but I'm grateful that I'm standing on you. I'm standing on this land. I'm standing here where I am. For some reason, in this particular place, at this particular time, in this particular moment. And show me things so that in my ignorance, I cannot miss. So that my mind does not get so full of thoughts that I am blinded to all the things around me. Please help me to be wise. Please help me to be aware. Please help me to see. And as I walked back from the back of our property up towards a beautiful tree, I thought, wow, this tree has got to be hundreds of years old. Hundreds of years old. It's a massive tree. And then I looked at the land. I thought, I can't even imagine how many blades of grass are on these 2 acres that I've cut and I've mowed over 40 years, and sometimes seeing it only as a task. Other times, deeply appreciative of the smell and the ability to be there with it. And so, interestingly, as I walked closer to the house and walked around the side of the house to go to the entrance, there was something sitting on the front driveway. And I thought, what is that? Is that a piece of a limb that's dropped or something? And it was a bird just sitting there. It was almost like it was waiting for me. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not sure if this is a dove or a pigeon, but it doesn't matter. But it's not a bird that normally would let you get too close. And it let me get pretty close. And what I felt was peace in that moment. And as I approached it, then it moved away. Then it flew away. But it was like, it felt to me like, we hear you. We hear you. So let things go and not worry and just be here in this moment and let every day come to you as it is. So the best way to begin this conversation, as I said, is to begin to be in a deeper sense of appreciation. And that opens a whole new perspective for you. That when you understand the limited understanding that we have of the air, you wouldn't, if you were wise, do anything to damage that air. Or you wouldn't want to pollute the water if you knew this is your life. You cannot live without it. If you recognize that the people in your life are in your life for a reason, either it's to create something new or to lovingly end something that's old, whether that is a misunderstanding within your mind or an apology that needs to be made so that a newer, broader, more loving, more inclusive conversation can begin. So I just wanted to give a few insights about that for you to have a new perspective of what you could think about.
So sitting here listening to you, Elaine, what comes to my mind is sometimes we as humans throughout the course of our history have been a little too smart for our own good. Mm-hmm. We can devise all kinds of, you know, millions of ways to further industry and make life easier on ourselves, but at what cost? So, you know, there's all kinds of industry that creates pollution, air pollution, water pollution, you know, and they're seen as necessary because of what they produce, but how necessary is it? And I think what you've brought up eloquently today and beautifully is to, we all really need to pause and think on, you know, the basic elements of life on Earth and how to reconnect with that in a better way and really see that, you know, yes, money is one thing to, because you need to put a roof over your head and clothes and food and things like that. And living a comfortable, easy life is a goal for all of humanity. Everybody wants to, you know, kind of move their station up a little bit, but you have to be very careful at what cost and like, is this really good for us or is it just making things a little bit easier?
Right. Well, thank you for saying that, Remy, because that's an important thing, because there was a time, and there still are individuals on this planet that really have no concept of money. So money is a man-made construct. Now, yes, it's very much a part of our existence right now, but truly the plants are growing. They're not asking for money. Money is a commodity that has been created by humanity. So we have to reframe our thinking. There was times long before, you know, banks and et cetera, that people lived very comfortably and lived in balance. So it's not that we have to, you know, shirk our, you know, strip ourselves of our clothing and our houses and all of the things that, but to learn how to do it responsibly. What comes to mind is a documentary that I saw about Nikola Tesla. And, you know, Nikola Tesla was a man who was beyond genius. And he truly had the ability to connect with the living world. And his benefactor, J.P. Morgan, was trying to get some of this information from him. And when he recognized that, and when Tesla went to him and said, the reality is there's free energy. We can just do things using what the earth is already providing. But unfortunately, at that time of the industrial age, J.P. Morgan then blew up his lab. So it's not that it's not there, but we have to remember that, you know, these things we need to reframe. That doesn't mean that we have to make industry bad. We need industry that is going to find healthy, balanced ways to feed and clothe and nourish people and take care of people, because we have never in our known history, now it doesn't mean it didn't exist, but in our known history, we have never had peace. But that doesn't mean peace does not exist. It's peace is in the moment. Peace is in our abilities to make decisions that are benevolent to, as indigenous people say, for the next seven generations. And the seven generations beyond that, and the seven generations beyond that, in perpetuity, so that we see, okay, if we can look at the reality that we have created starvation, we have created poverty, we have created pollution, if we get to the point where we at least are neutral and stop doing that, then imagine the beauty we could create when we understood what would happen if we knew we didn't really need money. Like we think we need money, but we could have everything and more beyond our dreams that would give everything the creative ability, because they have what they need. They have the food, they have the safety, they have the protection, they have the relationships that are supporting rather than in a competition exclusively.
It seems like the Earth has enough resources to go around for all the billions of people that are on the planet.
Well,
it's just how it's divided up and distributed, and you know,
She's been doing it forever.
Exactly. How do we get to that point? How do we take the situation that we've created and change it so
we're benevolent instead of destructive?
Exactly.
Because we have to remember that we are a species on this planet, and species that have become extinct become extinct because of their inability to thrive in their environment. And those species have not done it because of their actions, but because of actions taken or because of circumstances. But we have conscious choice. So just begin a conversation, a new conversation of appreciation, so that you can begin to see your part in this world differently, rather than fearfully or greedily or unknowingly. Become wise. There's a lot of information, but information needs nothing if there's no knowledge behind it. And knowledge means nothing if there's no wisdom behind it. And wisdom means nothing if there's no clarity behind it. So be clear, be grateful, be a new you each and every day. As you look at the beautiful colors of the autumn, see how you too can change and become more brilliant than you ever imagined. This is Elaine Grohlman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Power Radio. Go out and make it a beautiful day.